This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network, our boys game about to get underway here at Donovan West. The Horton Chargers come calling into town tonight. And if you're just joining us, girls final, Donovan West, their fifth consecutive win, as they basically led it wire to wire, 56-44. Horton girls dropped to 2-3 on the season. All right, the boys contest. Let's get you the starting lineups and the road team per usual. That is Horton under fourth-year head coach David Losey, a record of 0-4 on the season, losing at Pleasant Ridge last Friday, most recently 37-25. In the backcourt, you got a pair of Strubies. It's Thatcher, 5'7 freshman, an older brother Cooper at 6 foot tall, and a senior as well. Javon Kabia is a 5'10 junior guard. You also got Austin Gaskell, a 5'10 senior, and then Wyatt Chartier, 6'1 junior, second leading scorer at 8 points per game for the Charger boys under fourth year head coach again, David Losey. For Donovan West, third year head coach Derek Shelton, they are off to a 3-2 start, including back to back wins against Atchison County last Friday, and then they played Saturday, defeating Linden here at home, 57-44. Coulter Peterson, 5'10 senior guard, leading scorer for the Mustangs at north of 14 per. Michael Albers, the 6'4 senior forward, is averaging 3 points and 5 rebounds a game. Cason Keller, a 6'1 sophomore, and nearly 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. Another good guard, it's Dustin Beach, 5'9 senior, and nearly 9 points per game. And then catcher Peterson, got a 6 foot freshman out there, 7.4 points per game. So again, for D West, it is a pair of Petersons with catcher and Coulter, Albers, Keller, and Beach. And then for Horton, a pair of Strubies with Thatcher and Cooper, alongside Kabia, Gaskell, and Chartier. Thanks again for joining us tonight here on KNZA. Sitting on the stage here at D West, Chargers will go east to west, so that is near side to far side of the floor here in the first half. Mustangs from west to east, meaning they're coming towards us from the far side to the near side. Here we go. The tip-off controlled by the home team Mustangs, and here we go. Boys game underway tonight here on KNZA. Zone defense to start here for Horton. Donovan West averaging 48 points per game, and Horton comes away with a quick steal, and then a foul quickly called. Good hands there by Kabia getting the steal. And the first foul of the game going against Donovan West, it is against Dustin Beach. Now, last year, Donovan West, they lost to Horton 63-48. Kabia up top looking for Cooper Strubey on the right side, and he lost the handle, and it goes out of bounds. So both teams, a turnover to start, and the Chargers get it back. 0-0 tie, 25 seconds into the game. Here's Coulter Peterson, the 5'10 senior, right side of the floor, goes to Dustin Beach. They bounce it into the free throw line here, one dribble right, and then going out to the right and then throwing it away. Turnover again by Donovan West. Three possessions, three turnovers, diving in, flipping one up with the left hand, a good look, unable to get that one to go, was Wyatt Chartier, the rebound cleared away by Coulter Peterson. No score about a minute into this opening frame. Donovan West, 8 of their first 11 games here at home. They got that advantage here early on. Here's a right side three by catcher Peterson. Holds the hand up high. Shooter's touch as Donovan West, the 3-0 lead. That one buried from the right wing. Chargers with it in the front court with Thatcher Strubey. Kabia on the left elbow. Back up top to Austin Gaskell. And it's rebuild time for this Chargers team. They made state a couple seasons ago with 15 wins. Last year they won 15 games but lost a heavy senior class of 8 contributors. Left side on the wing, a bump and a foul going against Donovan West at 6:28 to go, 7 seconds on the shot clock. They get the foul on a catcher, Peterson. His first team foul, number 2. That'll reset the shot clock here. Thatcher Strubey up top, Kabia in the corner. Kabia, 6 points, 4 rebounds a game. Left side, Strubey going to work, flipping one up. Couldn't get it to go. Difficult shot. And it's deflected out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with the Chargers. So Dustin Beach, he let it go. He had a chance to pull that one down, but he thought it was touched last by Horton. The official says no. Chargers fortunate to get another opportunity here. Chartier to throw it in. Long into the backcourt pass here to Kabia. Chartier right side open for three. It is high off the heel. Fighting for a long rebound into the corner. And then a foul's going to be called against Austin Yaskel. Chasing down Dustin Beach in the corner. And it's the first Horton foul tonight. About 2 minutes into the game, 3-0, Donovan West. A three ball by catcher Peterson. Now a half-court press here set up by the Chargers. D-West doing a good job. They get it to Beach in the corner. Three ball on the way. Boy, he got knocked to the floor. Fortunate for Horton, they didn't get a foul call, but catcher Peterson on the backside, an offensive rebound. Second chance opportunity here. Chargers extending out that zone defense. Another three in the corner. This one well long, and another offensive rebound by catcher. He throws one up. That one no good. Finally cleared away by Thatcher Strube here for the Chargers. The D-West, they had three opportunities there. They went 0-for-3 from downtown. 5:29 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 Donovan West trying to answer straight away, and the bank's open here late at D-West tonight. Put down by Cooper Strube. And a deadlock tie, 3-3, 5:16 to go in the first. That pass tipped in the air, corralled by Kaysen Keller. Back to Beach. Coulter Peterson now a touch. Holding at the left hip. Shovels a pass in the corner to his younger brother. Catcher tries again from downtown. Gets it off the deflection. He lost it out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Donovan West. So how about catcher Peterson, the freshman, already three early rebounds. And Talon Hooper, a sub in, 6'1 senior for Horton. First sub on either side tonight. We're 3 minutes in. It's a 3-3 tie. Into the corner it goes. Dustin Beach. Back up top it goes. Trying to set it up for Coulter in the corner. Now on the wing to Beach on the left side. Gets a ball screen right side to catcher. Now into the corner with Keller. One dribble right. That pass back out near midcourt. Beach stepping in. Shot is up and no good from the right elbow. And a rebound pulled down by Wyatt Chartier. 3-3 tie. 4:37 to go first quarter. Fading away. Unbelievably difficult three is knocked down by Javon Kabia. A 6-3 advantage now as Horton is out in front. Ramping up that pressure here near midcourt. Keller has it in the right corner. 4:20 to go in this first. A 6-3 lead for the away team Chargers. Here's catcher Peterson in the corner working around a double team. And now that pass knocked away by Kabia and a turnover by Donovan West. Third turnover. Second steal already for Kabia. Chartier wants to go to work. Baseline left. Kicks it back out into the corner. Cooper Strube a three. Halfway down and out. No. And another rebound for catcher Peterson. Peterson down the middle of the floor himself. Chest pass left side on the wing to Veach. Picks it up there. Back into the corner. Catcher a three. Believe. Two threes and 6 points for the freshman. Catcher Peterson a 6-6 tie. Two threes apiece on both sides. 3:40 to go in the first. There is Kabia up top to Hooper, who just checked in. Hands it off to Cooper Strube right there. Now Kabia again left side on the wing. Mustangs going man-to-man here. 17 seconds here on the shot clock. Dribbling right, trying to force up a tough shot, and a travel's going to be called on Hooper. And the second turnover against the Chargers. Sub on the floor here for Donovan West. 6 foot freshman, Braylon Shelton. He will take the spot of senior Dustin Beach. So both these rosters mixing in some underclassmen here early on this season. A 6-6 tie just north of 3 minutes to go. Catcher driving in. Shelton a touch. Left corner three on the way. It is short. Another catcher. Peterson offensive rebound. He is triple teamed and he gets it back out to the perimeter with Shelton. And Donovan West will reset with a fresh shot clock here. Here's Keller in the corner. One dribble left. Gets it back to the wing here with Braylon Shelton. Good extra pass. Catcher Peterson couldn't get that one to go. Another rebound pulled down and a foul against, I believe, Horton. Boy, attacking the offensive glass is Donovan West. They get Chartier with the foul. That is his first. And team foul number two. 2:55 to go in this first 8 minutes. A 6-6 tie here at D-West. Here is Shelton, left side. Now Keller on the dribble going to work. Shelton gets it back on a curl. Reversing the basketball. Coulter Peterson has it. Now a wing touch with Michael Albers, and he had it ripped away, but another foul called against the Chargers. This one on Thatcher Strube. That is his first, and team foul number three. Another reset of the shot clock. 2:44 to go in the first quarter, a 6-6 tie. The U.S. girls won the first game tonight, 56-44 for their fifth consecutive win. Donovan West working around the perimeter here, trying to break this tie. Reading that one like a DB. It's picked off by Chartier all the way. Lays it in with the right hand. Fourth turnover on Donovan West. Chartier, his first basket tonight. Gives Horton an 8-6 advantage at 2:20 to go in the first. Catcher Peterson, a baseline drive. Good pass. Albers fouled at the rim. He'll shoot two. Fourth foul against the Chargers. And they get Cooper Strube with his first. And team foul number four. Michael Albers at the line. And contributing since his freshman season, the 6'4 senior. And his first free throw is in there. And gets it back to a one-point lead for the Chargers at 8-7. Albers trying to improve that free throw percentage. Not many attempts on the season, but just 33%. He is knocked down here early on. The West boys 65% as a team this season. And Albers goes 2-for-2 and has 2 points and an 8-8 tie. 2:14 to go in the first. Here is Cooper Strube, baseline right, picking up the dribble, has to find someone to get it off to, does so to Hooper on the elbow, and then drives in, and a foul called. Fallon Hooper is going to shoot two, draws the foul on Albers, his first. Albers, excuse me. For D. West, team foul number three. As mentioning, Albers getting the call there. And Talon Hooper at the line, 6'1 senior, leading scorer for this Charger team on the year, 10 points and 8 rebounds, but he's short on the first free throw attempt. Stays 8-8. 2:05 to go in this first period. Spins it and fires it. That one no good, and a rebound for catcher Peterson. So Donovan West, 2 minutes to go in the first, trying to get off this 8-8 tie. Long skip pass, Coulter Peterson, right wing three, high arcing, a little bit strong. Rebound on the backside by Wyatt Chartier. Down to a minute 47 to go in the quarter. Still tied at 8. Bounce pass, Kabia, right wing, puts it on the dribble, curls in the lane, stops on a dime, and throws up a shot over Albers, and it's in. Difficult shot for Javon Kabia, and he's got 5, and the lead for Horton back to 2 at 10-8. At under 90 seconds to go in the first. Back into this zone defense. Now they switch it up and go man. Still 20 on the shot clock here. Catcher Peterson diving in. Albers now. Albers, excuse me. We're going to try to get that right, I promise. And there's a three that is short and a rebound by Cooper Strube. So now 1:08 to go. Chargers a 2-point lead and the ball. Hooper, right elbow, gets it off to Cooper Strube, steps back for three. It was halfway down. Albers the rebound here, pulled in by Donovan West. They're down 2, 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor, Braylon Shelton tees up a triple, rattles it in from the left wing. The 6-foot freshman, Braylon Shelton, gives Donovan West an 11-10 lead at 40 seconds to go in the quarter. About 11 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Cooper Strube up top. Chartier, baseline drive. Drew the foul underneath, and he'll shoot two. Stops the clock right at 30.5. Shelton, who just knocked down the three for Donovan West, picks up his first foul. And for the Mustangs, team foul number four. Chartier at the line. And his first, grazing the right rim, no good. Well, Wyatt Chartier, 6'1 junior, 8 points and 8 rebounds a game coming in. And right now in the first quarter, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Second one up, and that one good. 3 points for Wyatt Chartier, and we're deadlocked at 11. Shot clock turned off. Mustangs can play for the final shot here if they so choose. Left corner it goes. Braylon Shelton skipping it back up top to Coulter Peterson. Right side hippie holds it. Now it's in the hands of Dustin Beach, who just checked back into the game. Down to 14 seconds. D. West primed to play for the final shot here of the quarter. Then back and forth. Right side on the wing. Kaysen Keller down to 5 seconds. Going to work. Coulter driving, fading away. Short on a shot. Chartier in the final second. The desperation half-court heave. Didn't get it up in time, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Back and forth we go, a bevy of lead changes. And right now, Donovan West and Horton in the boys' game tonight, locked in 11-11 through the first 8 minutes. 60-second timeout, and we got second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game tonight here at Donovan West. We're deadlocked at 11 apiece as we start the second quarter. And Horton had the first possession, and they're going to get called for an offensive foul on an illegal screen. 8 seconds in, the foul on Javon Kabia. So he picks up his first, and Donovan West will try to break this 11-all tie. As again, we're underway quarter number two here at D-West tonight. Donovan West 3-2 on the season, scoring 48 points per game. Horton looking for win number one. Kind of a rebuild time for this Charger program, coming off a 12-point loss at Pleasant Ridge on Friday night last week. 15 seconds on the shot clock here for Donovan West. Left side it goes to Braylon Shelton, skipping it now to Dustin Beach. Down to 8 seconds. Another skip. Three on the way. Good. What a stroke. The lefty, Braylon Shelton. His second three of the half. He's got six. 14-11. Donovan West by three. Kabia down the middle. Bouncing it left side. Cooper Struby a touch on the wing. Mustangs going man-to-man here. Chartier on the block. Doubled. Had it knocked away. Gets it back. Hooper. Good touch pass. Kabia for three. He got it. Hooper a nice feed. Javon Kabia leading all scores. He has got eight, and another tie. It's 14-14, just over a minute into this second 8 minutes of play tonight. Zone defense right now. Both teams have kind of switched it up throughout this first half defensively. Now on the right block, ball's on the floor. Mustangs trying to pick it up as Hayden Paulino is checked into the game. His shot, no, tipped underneath and trying to save it. Ball still on the floor, and they're finally going to say on the baseline, out of bounds. And it's going to go back to, well, let's see. It appears to be Donovan West basketball still. Kind of a wild sequence there. Austin Gaskell checks back in here. Coulter Peterson back on the floor. We mentioned the 6'1 senior Hayden Paulino in for the first time. He checked left side, high off the heel, nearly fell through off the bounce. And another offensive rebound for catcher Peterson. 14-14 tie. We've played 90-plus seconds. Now another three right side. That one is good. It is Coulter Peterson, his first basket tonight. 32% downtown Strokers. 17-14, Donovan West by three. Coming up on 2 minutes into this second period of play. Here's Hooper on the right block, going to work on Paulino. Had it knocked away, gets it back on the elbow. He's bumped again by Paulino. This time the whistle blows and the foul is called. Hayden Paulino, 6'1 senior, his first foul tonight. Stops the clock at 6:04. Resets the shot clock to 35. Aiden Jambold, the 6'2 junior, first time seeing him tonight for Horton. He checks in. And a long pass, Thatcher Struby, right in front of midcourt. 2 minutes in, six to go, quarter number two, 17-14 our score. Horton with the ball, they're down by three. Here's Kabia in the corner, caught in a double, spinning, keeping the pivot foot down, and Jambold gets a touch, back up top to Hooper. And coach David Losey had seen enough of that possession. He's going to call a timeout at 5:50 to go in this second quarter. It is a 30. We will keep it right here. Again, our broadcast tonight, not just tonight, but all season long, high school basketball on KNZA. It's brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Megan Sturton, our studio producer, really appreciate it as always. Brandon Tamman with you on the stage here at D-West. 17-14, the Donovan West boys leading here early on. You got 6 points apiece from Braylon Shelton and catcher Peterson. Those two have hit a combined four triples. And then on the Horton side, two threes and 8 points for Javon Kabia. to lead the way for the Chargers here early on in quarter number two. Again, Horton won this matchup last year before the break, 63-48. On this Chargers team, a much different look with the eight seniors lost off that 15-win team last year. Out of the timeout, in the paint, jump pass Kabia in the corner. He's caught in a double, and that pass nearly taken away. Good heady play by Braylon Shelton to knock it out of bounds. And the side out, Chargers have it, but just 6 seconds here on the shot clock. Gaskell to throw it in, gets it right back. Stepping into a right wing three, nearly banked it in, no good. And Albers the rebound, pulling it down for Donovan West. They're up by three with the ball. 5:22 to go in the half. Here's another three from the right wing. No, but a long rebound tipped out into the hands of Coulter Peterson. And he'll drive, and he will lay it in. Count it, and one. Coulter Peterson, five in the game, and a chance for one more at the stripe. 19-14, largest lead here of the half for Donovan West. Second team All-League last season, Coulter Peterson. Off to a great start here in 25-26. Trying to cap a three, and he does. 71% foul shooter, and all six of his points here in the second quarter, and that is the lead. 20-14, Donovan West. 5:10 to go in the half. Here's Kabia, left corner. Thought about it. Dribbles out high on the wing. Back up top to Austin Gaskell. Right back, Kabia on the wing left. Hooper on a cut in the paint. Jump shot. Blocked from behind by catcher Peterson. Dumps a pass up the floor, left side, right-handed layup, spins out by Veach. He misses that one. Jambold the rebound for Horton. Missed opportunity there for D. West to extend. 20-14, Donovan West. Jambold, little pull-up J off the rim, and it falls through on the kind touch. Aiden Jambold gets his first basket tonight, makes it 20-16, Donovan West, at 4:34 to go in the half. Extending out this pressure defense is Horton down four. Beach, short corner right. It is Albers driving. Peterson flipping one up. No, tipped in the air. Albers the rebound. And it's going to be a foul against the Chargers on the rebound attempt. And it's Allen Hooper with his first. And team foul number three in the quarter. 4:21 to go until halftime. Donovan West leading it 20-16. Cooper Strube back on the floor here for the Chargers. Coulter Peterson to throw it in. Dumps it into the backcourt to Shelton. And then a right side pass, it goes to Veach. They tried to set up the corner three. It was not there. Defended well by the Chargers. They're back in a 2-3 zone here. Stepping in on the left wing. Back out into the corner with catcher Peterson. Still plenty of time on the shot clock here with 21 seconds to go. Reaching the halfway point of this second quarter. Donovan West with the ball and a 4-point lead at 20-16. Here's a contested right wing three. It's off the heel. Offensive rebound by Shelton. And Kabia nearly came away with a steal, but Veach has it. Now Albers, back to Veach, and up top to Shelton. Reversing, fresh shot clock here. Long, lengthy possession for Donovan West. Cut off there. Peterson trying to drive in, gets it back out to Shelton. And now a catcher Peterson, left elbow touch. Shelton fires a three. That was deep straight away, and that one, good box out and cleanup there by Wyatt Chartier. 20-16, Donovan West. 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Kabia has it. Gets it right back from Jambold. Hesitates. Fires. Front rim no on a triple. That from the right wing and a rebound corralled there by Coulter Peterson. Here comes Peterson into the front court. Using the body there. Nearly traveled. Gets it off to Shelton up top. He'll reset. 20-16. Donovan West. 3:07 to go in the first half. 20 on the shot clock here for D. West. Coulter Peterson into the corner. Back on the wing. Albers up top. Catching and scoring. Michael Albers. With four in the half, and it's 22-16, Donovan West. Beautiful feed at the rim. Strube on the right wing, got it from Kabia. Dart a pass here to Chartier, right back to Cooper Strube. He'll fire, strong on a right wing triple. Albers, backside rebound. Here's D. West wanting to push. Catcher Peterson, back to the right wing. Another three ball on the way. It was halfway down and out for Shelton, and a rebound for Strube. Here's Kabia, left side of the floor. Gets it back. Thought about a left wing three. Now Jambold fading away. Tough shot from the baseline. Albers clearing up the miss there for Donovan West. 2:15 to go in the half. Donovan West with the ball leading 22-16. We were tied at 11 at the end of the first quarter. And right now D. West with the ball, 23 on the shot clock, leading by 6. Veach will try a deep three from the right wing. That one nearly banked in, but the rebound cleared away by Kabia. Donovan West shooting a lot of threes in this first half. Both teams have really mixed it up from behind the arc. Here's Chartier, right elbow. Back up top. Kabia, left wing, sets, fires. Front rim, no on a triple. And an offensive rebound, though, for Thatcher Strube. Gets it off to the brother, Coop. And Cooper Strube drills it from straight away. Three ball there. Gets it to a three-point game. 22-19 at a minute 35 to go in the half. Shelton left side on the wing. Zone defense here for the Chargers. Knifing through, pulling up from 15, no good. Albers the rebound and another chance here. Going to reset the shot clock, minute 20 to go in the half. Coulter Peterson, hard drive, he hit the floor hard. And sportsmanship there by Chartier. Albers there to help him up as well. And a foul on the Chargers, going to put Coulter Peterson at the line. It'll be Jambold who picks up his second foul. Final foul to give in the quarter for the Chargers. Peterson at the line. And his first is good. 2 for 2 in the half for Coulter Peterson. He's got 7, all of which have been scored here in the second quarter. That leads Donovan West right now. The lead is 4, 23-19. Second on the way. Rims in there. That one's good. 8 second quarter points for Coulter Peterson, 24-19, Donovan West. Kabia steps into one, and nobody picks him up. It's a left wing three. How about 3 threes and 11 points for Javon Kabia, and it's a 2-point D-West lead at 24-22. We're down to the final minutes of the second quarter. Three ball keeping this Horton team alive in this first half. Here's catcher Peterson on the right elbow, bumps out to the wing. Gets it back up to Shelton up top. Now Peterson a touch, stepping in, a right side pass. It's catcher for 3. Off the rim, no. Rebound for Jambold. And Horton, a 2 would tie it. A 3 would take the lead late here in the second quarter. We're down to 38 seconds. About 9 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. Jambold along 2 from the left corner. It is an air ball. And catcher Peterson living and dying underneath. He's got a bevy of rebounds here in the first half. Now Donovan West can play for the final shot at 22 seconds to go. And a foul on the perimeter. That is not ideal for Horton. That's going to put Coulter Peterson at the line for 2. It is the second foul on Thatcher Strube, just reaching in on the right wing, trying to poke it away from Coulter Peterson. That is team foul number 5 with 21 seconds to go in the half. And Peterson at the line. And front rim, no. He misses the first short. Now 3 for 4 at the line in the half. 8 points all in the second quarter. Averaging 14.6 on the year coming in. He averaged 12.5 on the year last season. And second team all-league in the CBL. He goes 1 for 2 and has 9 in the game. 25-22 D-West. 16 seconds to go. Kabia for the tie! And he splashes a right corner 3! 14 and 4 triples for Javon Kabia. We're tied at 25, 6 seconds to go in the half. Good ramped up defense here. Beach, 2 seconds to go. Peterson at the buzzer. No good. It's off the heel strong. And what an opening half as we are deadlocked at 25-25 here in the boys' game at Donovan West. Horton in town and a good one through 16 minutes. Halftime show next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. 25-25 tie. A lot to talk about. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game at Donovan West here at the half, and can't get more even than this. 25-25 our score with the Horton Chargers in town. Both teams scored 11 in the first quarter. Both teams scored 14 in the second quarter. 25-25 deadlocked here at the break here on KNCA. Again, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. As we go through the first half numbers in this boys game tonight, again, deadlocked at 25-25. For Donovan West, they got 9 in the first half from Coulter Peterson, all 9 of which scored in the second quarter. He was also 4-for-5 at the free throw line. Braylon Shelton and catcher Peterson, each with 6 via 2 threes. Catcher Peterson, a freshman, also 9 first half rebounds. And Michael Albers, as well. He had 4 points and 5 rebounds in the first half. For Horton, Javon Kabia, 4 threes and 14 points to lead all scorers. He had 9 and 3 threes in the second quarter. Cooper Strube, 6 points and 2 threes. 3 points from Wyatt Chartier. And Aiden Jambold as well, 2 points off the bench for the Chargers. Some of the unofficial team numbers. How about this? Neither team turned the ball over in the second quarter. First half numbers for Donovan West, 4 turnovers. They out-rebounded Horton 18-11. Mustangs were 6-7 at the line, and they knocked down 4 threes. Just 2 first-half turnovers for the Chargers. We mentioned Horton being out-rebounded 18-11. Horton just 1 of 4 at the line in the first half, and 6 threes with 4 off the right hand of Javon Kabia. A 25-25 tie here at Donovan West in the boys' game. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Not only improve to 5-1, but also get their 5th consecutive win in that final from the first game tonight, 56 to 44. BUS boys got 9 in the second quarter from Coulter Peterson. Javon Kabia, 4 threes and 14 points to lead the way for the Chargers. A 25-25 tie here at the halftime break. A final 2-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans backed by the team J.D. Power, ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years.
Call your local Shelter agents, Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here at KNCA. Brandon Tabb and Megan Sturton with you, part of the broadcast team, and our boys game about to start the third quarter here at Donovan West. Horton in town, looking for win number one on the year. Mustangs looking for their third consecutive win. Both teams scored 11 in the first quarter. Both teams scored 14 in the second quarter. 25-25 ties. We start the third quarter here at Donovan West tonight. Now from near side to far side as we sit on the stage, Mustangs, home white uniforms, the opening possession of the third quarter. Left side pass, thought about a three there with Dustin Beach. They reverse it right side. Wing to wing pass here, now left side, back to the top. Zone defense for Horton. Catcher Peterson, nice ball fake, baseline drive. How about that play? And a bucket by Albers, who's got the first points here of the third quarter, and it's 27-25, Donovan West, and now a steal at midcourt, all the way, layup, no good, but a foul, and free throws on the way here for Coulter Peterson. Pick the pockets at midcourt. And Thatcher Struby picks up his third foul, and the first on either side here in the third quarter. We played 35 seconds of this third quarter. 27-25, Donovan West. And the first free throw by Coulter Peterson, just a touch strong. And quickly a sub in on the floor. Austin Gaskell going to take the spot of Thatcher Struby, who just picked up his third foul. And the free throw by Peterson, second one, got it to go. He goes 1 for 2. Got 10 points here tonight to lead D-West. First 3 points of the third quarter, and now Gaskell on the block. Fell to the floor, and he's going to be called for a travel. Donovan West getting it back with a three-point lead, 28-25, 45 seconds played in quarter number three. Still a zone defense right now for Horton. They're extending it out beyond the perimeter. High left on the wing. Deitch back into the corner, skipping it back up top. Coulter Peterson, right side to catcher in the corner, going baseline. Had some contact, no call. He's short corner right, back into the corner it goes with Coulter Peterson. Coulter caught in a double, has to get out of there, spinning on it. Kabia doing a nice job, and a timeout having to be taken here by Derek Shelton. So avoiding a turnover there, potentially, Mustangs will have the possession with just under 10 seconds to go here on the shot clock. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Boys game in the third quarter, 6:49 to go. Donovan West, a three-point lead at 28-25. Coulter Peterson leading the Mustangs. He's got 10, and then 6 points apiece from Braylon Shelton. Also, catcher Peterson and Michael Albers. Javon Kabia, 14, to lead the way for Horton. All in the first half at 4 threes, and then Cooper Strube also 6 points chipped in as well with a couple of triples for the Chargers. But again, 28-25. D. West out of the timeout. They adjusted the shot clock. There's 5 seconds remaining on the shot clock here, so head coach Derek Shelton having to draw something up here. Maybe 2 to 3 passes worth before you need to get up a shot. Let's see what they do. They dump it into the backcourt here on the wing right. Coulter Peterson, they set it up for three, a little bit short, and underneath the rebound by Wyatt Chartier. Pretty decent look from the right corner, just unable to get it to go. Now, Kabia forcing one up through traffic. He had it knocked away and out of bounds, and it's going back to Donovan West. So trying to do maybe a little bit too much there. D. West, they've scored the first 3 points of this third quarter. We've played 90 seconds. They lead it 28-25 with the possession. Catcher back to Coulter up top. Another quick pass to catcher. Back to Coulter. Brother to brother. Now Beach. Coulter, baking right, goes back to Beach. Deep left wing, three on the way, high off the rim, no. Backside rebound for Cooper Strube, and here comes Horton, down three, about 2 minutes into the third quarter. Here is Kabia, casual with it, picks up the pace, picks it up top of the key, looking right, goes back left, on the wing to Strube, that's Cooper. Here's Cooper, baseline J, a little bit strong from the right side, deflected off the rebound, Chartier gets another chance here for the Chargers. Hooper on the block. Good kick out. Cooper Strube for three. That is an air ball, and it's going back to Donovan West. So both teams quiet on the offensive end here through the first 2-plus minutes of the third. 28-25, Mustangs by a tray with the ball. Catcher Peterson right side to Beach. Coulter Peterson right back to catcher. They're putting catcher in the middle of that zone right on the free throw line. Here's Cason Keller a touch. As Coulter Peterson gets it back from catcher, he'll fire in the ball on a three, wedges up against the rim, and that'll be a jump ball. And that's going to give the possession back to the Chargers. You don't see that a ton, especially from a shot that was straight away, where it wedges on the side of the rim and gets caught. Stopping play, so the Chargers get a stop. They get it back down three, still looking for their first points of the third quarter. Here is Kabia into the front court, right down the middle, far side to near side. Gets a screen to his left, goes that way. Now Chartier touch, top of the key. Mustangs going man-to-man here. Here's Hooper, now short corner right. It is Strube. Backs out beyond the perimeter. Now Hooper straight away, closed out by Albers. Now into the corner. Kabia thought about it. Now Hooper, he'll hesitate. One dribble between the legs. Now Kabia. 6 seconds on the shot clock here. Hooper straight away has to fire. Nearly got a contested three to go. Long rebound for Coulter Peterson. Brings it up the floor himself. Catcher a touch. Beach, good look. Sets it up for three. It is long from the left wing. Rebound on the backside by Hooper. Now at midcourt. Here's Chartier spinning away up the floor. Strube on the block. Hooper up top. Diving in Kabia. Now Jambold along two, and he buried it. Aiden Jambold, the long deuce from the right corner. He's got four, and it's 28-27. First points of the third quarter for the Chargers are down one. Nearly taken away, slapped out of bounds by Strube, and they're going to say last touch by Cason Keller, and the Mustangs turn it over. Sub coming in for Donovan West. Beach is out. Shelton back on the floor. So a chance for the Chargers to take the lead. 4:18 to go in the third. They're down 28-27 here on the road at Donovan West, looking for their first win of the young season. 0-4 to start. Jambold left block. It's backed out by catcher Peterson. Now Hooper a touchback along the perimeter. And in between the rings out high, resetting Cooper Struby with 14 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Kabea left side on the wing. Man-to-man here. Backing out. Down to 7 seconds on the shot clock. Nearly turning it over. Good hustle there by catcher Peterson to deflect that pass out of bounds. So 6 on the shot clock here for Horton. They'll have a side out left. 3:51 to go in the quarter. Chartier, 40-foot three, nearly got it. Hooper, right place, right time. He'll force one up. No, gets another opportunity. That one rejected by Albers. And then now a foul called as the ball is locked down underneath. So you had back-to-back offensive rebounds for Talon Hooper. Let's see if they call it on the floor. They do. They get Coulter Peterson. No, correction, take that back. They do get Albers with the foul, his second. Fading away, no good on the quick entry. And tipped out into the hands of Cooper Struby. Another three by Jambold. That one too strong. A lot of opportunities there missed by Horton. Now D. West up one. Catcher Peterson in the corner, and he buries the left wing three. Timeout quickly called. Catcher Peterson, 9 points and three threes. 31-27, the Donovan West lead. And I think it is a 30-second timeout. Either way, we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 3:23 to go, third quarter, 31-27. Donovan West leading by 4. Mustangs got 10 points from Coulter Peterson, 9 points from catcher Peterson. Javon Kabea still leading Horton with 14, and then 6 points as well by Cooper Struby. Both teams scored 11 in the first and 14 in the second. It was 25-25 at the halftime break, and with 3:23 to go in the third, right now the D-West lead is 4 at 31-27. Well, Friday night here on KNZA, our final broadcast before the holiday break, and we got Northeast Kansas League taking on the Big East. It'll be Jefferson West hosting Riverside. That'll be our matchups on Friday night. Close out the 25 portion from the basketball schedule. So excited to bring that one to you on Friday night here on KNCA, again with Jeff West hosting Riverside. Out of the timeouts, Horton with the ball. Down 4. 3:23 to go in the third. 31-27 is the scoring mark. Kabea into the front court, right down the middle. Looks right, goes that way on the wing to Cooper Struby. Now one dribble left, two dribbles left. Now they get it into the right corner. As we got another sub into the game here for Horton, it is Gutierrez, seeing his first minutes tonight here for Coach David Losey. 13 seconds on the shot clock. A lot of perimeter passing here. Here's Chartier. Jambold, he likes that corner jump shot. He missed this one short from the left side. Tipped into the hands of Kaysen Keller. And then he had it knocked away, and then a foul at midcourt. Kabea got the steal. And Keller, that's probably going down as a frustration foul after he turned it over. His first foul and team foul number 2 in the quarter. We're down to 2:48. 31-27, Donovan West by 4. Chargers with the ball in the front court. Chartier left side on the wing. Looks back top of the key, now right side to Kabea. Jambold, short corner again, likes that long 2 and fading away. Hair flapping in the breeze. Aiden Jambold with 6. 31-29, D. West by 2. Zone defense right now for the Chargers. Both teams a little bit slower on the offensive end here in the third quarter. Here's a lob to Albers, but he missed the dunk attempt. And a foul after the rebound was pulled down by Chartier. They had the alley-oop to Michael Albers, and it rimmed out no good. Albers listed at 6'4". He certainly has enough to get up and over the rim, but might have just came off the hands a little funky. The foul's going to be called on catcher Peterson on that rebound attempt, his second, team foul number 3. A 2 would tie it. A 3 would take the lead. Horton down 31-29, just north of 2 minutes to go in the third. Here's Jambold up top. Cooper Struby now on the left wing. Closed out quickly by Coulter Peterson. That one taken away. Another steal. Turnover by Horton. Coulter Peterson to the rack with soft touch off the window. Coulter Peterson now with 12 in the game. The lead Donovan West. The lead back to 4, 33-29. Minute 45 to go in this third period. Cooper Strube diving in, floating one, awkward shot, put up and in off the window. Wyatt Chartier, an offensive rebound, and stick back deuce. 33-31, Donovan West, at 90 seconds to go in the third. Here's Veach, Coulter Peterson looking for catcher, had it knocked away, shoveling it back to Veach in the corner. Albers to catcher inside, using strength, count it, and one. Albers the assist, and catcher Peterson a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Makes it 35-31 at 1:22 to go in the quarter. Now, let's check that foul. They get Jan Bold with his third. Aiden Paulino back on the floor here for D. West. Albers getting the breather. Catcher's free throw is no good. A little bit strong. Jan Bold the rebound. 35-31, Donovan West. Minute 16 to go in the third quarter. Jan Bold turning. Left block. Steps back. Fades away. Couldn't get it to go. And Chartier's going to be called for a foul on the offensive rebound attempt. Team foul number three. Both teams, three fouls here in the third quarter. Approaching the final minutes. 35-31, Donovan West. They lead by four with the ball in their hands. Right side to Veach. Good reversal here. Setting it up. Shelton a three. Hits the rim twice. Offensive rebound. Skying in. Dustin Veach for two. 37-31. The D-West lead is six. 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jambled, left side, Kabia steps back. He had the hot first half hand, and he picks it up where he left off, fading away, a downtown three. 17-5, triples for Kabia, 37-34. 30 seconds to go in the half. A whistle and a foul is going to be called against the Chargers. They get Chartier with his third and team foul number four. That's going to turn off the shot clock. 29 seconds left in the quarter. 37-34, Donovan West. Setting it up underneath their own basket. They dump it into the backcourt here with Shelton. One dribble right. D. West looking to play for the final shot here in the third quarter with a three-point lead. Coulter Peterson and then bumped at midcourt. And that is a foul, and that's going to put him at the line to shoot two. And they get Cooper Strube with his second. That puts Coulter Peterson at the line for two shots. He is 5-for-7 at the line tonight and has 12 points. And his first free throw here, no good. Missing it off the right rim. 37-34. Donovan West by three. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Entered tonight 71%. At the line, and Coulter Peterson knocks that one down. He goes 1-for-2, 13 in the game. Lead is 4, 38-34 with 15 seconds left in the third. Here's Kabia left wing where he just hit a three a moment ago. Gets to the rack, tough shot, couldn't get it. Jambled there, offensive rebound, and stick back for two. 5 seconds to go, two-point Donovan West lead. Coulter Peterson right side, Veach a three at the buzzer. In and out, no good. And that takes us to the end of a very entertaining third quarter. It's been tight from the jump, and it's tight going into the final 8 minutes. Boys game here at Donovan West. Mustangs 38 and the Chargers 36. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game here at Donovan West going to the fourth quarter. 38-36, they lead Horton by two. And the Mustangs getting the first possession here. Stoppage of play. Official kind of got in the way there, put the pass off guard, and they're going to reset here for Donovan West. They lead it by two. So we're underway in the fourth quarter here on KNZA. Far side of the floor. Beach on the left wing. Now Shelton, right side, Coulter Peterson. Back up top to Shelton. Charger still in his own defense. Kabia, a near steal, knocked it beyond midcourt. Chasing it down is Beach. 7 seconds on the shot clock here for Donovan West. Right side, decent look. Peterson, a triple. Couldn't get it to go. Hooper goes high for the rebound for Horton. Chargers get the stop. They're down two. 40 seconds into the fourth quarter. Here's Thatcher Strube. Kabia left side on the wing. Straight up top. Now right side. Thatcher again. Not using the dribble. Still holding at the right hip. And off to Cooper Strube up top. Here's Chartier, left side on the wing. 12 seconds on the shot clock for the Chargers. A lot of contact, no call. Hooper on the right wing. Now 7 seconds on the shot clock here. Kabia right side setting a screen. Down to three. The ball's near midcourt. Horton's in trouble here. Will they get a shot up in time? Desperation. And it's going to be a shot clock violation. That ball did not hit the rim. Great defense by the Mustangs there, forcing a contested 40-footer. And that's going to give the Mustangs the ball back. So both teams over on their opening possession of the fourth quarter. Mustangs get it back. 38-36. They lead by two. Coulter Peterson, 13 points tonight. Has it in between the rings out high. Dustin Beach, a right side touch on the wing. One dribble left, back up top. Still a 2-3 zone here for the Chargers on defense. Skip pass to Shelton, and then Chartier kicked it out of bounds. Looking for Albers underneath. And Donovan West will get a reset here. 6.5 minutes to go. Good feed, catcher Peterson on the right block. Counted and one. Catcher now with 13 and a chance for one more gives Donovan West a 40-36 advantage at 6:29 to go in the game. And they get the foul on Cooper Strube, his third, and team foul number one in the fourth. Catcher's free throw, front rim short, no. Rebound for Wyatt Chartier. Chargers losing it here on the right wing. Ball still on the deck, and it's picked up by Chartier up top. Chartier, a couple dribbles right. 40-36. Donovan West leading by four. Hooper laying it up with the right hand. He got to the rack for two. Talon Hooper. His first bucket tonight, 40-38. Donovan West by two, about 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Here's Coulter Peterson, right side on the wing. One dribble left. Now Beach thought about it. Gets it back up top to catcher. Looks right. Goes back to Beach. Now at the free throw line, knocked away on a steal by Horton. Turnover by Donovan West. Awkward shot in the lane. Catches up and gets a kind touch, and we're tied. Thatcher Strube with his first bucket. 40-40 at 5:40 to go in the game. Here's Coulter Peterson up top. Steps in front of the free throw line. Now Beach. Ball faking. Baseline drive. Right-handed floater from 10. Great touch by Dustin Beach. He's got four. 42-40. D-West back up by two at 5:23 to go in the game. Left side, this is Thatcher Strube holding it. Now shoulder height. Now Chartier right side on the wing. He is bumped and fouled. A lot of contact there. First foul against D. West here in the fourth quarter. And the third on freshman at catcher Peterson. Kaysen Keller checks back in. Dustin Beach will get a breather. 5:12 to go in the game. Donovan West leading it 42-40. Horton can tie it with a deuce. They can take the lead with a tray ball. Here is Javon Kabia, high right on the wing. Now Chartier in the corner right. Back up top, it's Strube. Now onto the wing. This is Cooper Strube going to work. Gets in the lane, fading away. A little strong on a floater. Thatcher Strube, an offensive rebound. A corner three is a little bit strong. And Shelton on the backside for the U.S. pulling down that miss. Here's catcher to Coulter, Albers, nice pass, Braylon Shelton tees it up, and buries a wide open right wing triple. 9 3-3s for Braylon Shelton, the lead 5 for Donovan West, 45-40 at 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's a nice curl, bump, shot, no good, and free throws coming up for Cooper Strube. Check the Donovan West foul. And they get Coulter Peterson with his first and team foul number two. Here's Cooper Strube at the line. And his first free throw is good. First attempt for him at the line tonight. He's got 7 points and four rebounds. Gets it to 45-41, D West by four. The second is good. 8 points in the game for the senior Cooper Strube. It's a three-point advantage for Donovan West. 45-42. We're at 4:20 to go in the game tonight. Mustangs trying to win their third consecutive game. Got Horton trying to get win number one on the year. Here's catcher Peterson up top. Shelton on the right wing. Back to catcher. Ball fake. Hop steps in the lane. Picked up the pivot foot. And you can't do that. It's a travel. Second turnover here in the quarter on Donovan West. 4:06 to go in the game. Chargers get it back down 45-42. Well, the Chargers came into tonight averaging 43 points per game. They right now sit at 42 with right now 3:57 and counting to go. Here's Chartier up top. Ball fake, driving in. Tough shot through traffic, no go. Albers the rebound and then tips into the hands of catcher Peterson. Mustangs slow it down with a three-point lead. We're at 3:42 and counting. 27 on the shot clock. Plenty of time there. Catcher Peterson up top. Still his own defense. Into the corner, Shelton. Long arcing pass. Right corner to left corner. Back to Keller. Down to 13 on the shot clock here. Mustangs slowing down the pace. Long skip pass to Keller. Down to 6 seconds here on the shot clock. Catcher Peterson, a deep one, hits the rim twice, falls off, no good, rebound Hooper, and the Horton defense getting a stop there. They're down three, 45-42, Donovan West, 3:07 and counting to go in this game. Here's Kapia, had the hot hand tonight, 5 threes and 17 points, he drills another one, 20 and 6 triples, and it's even Stevens, 45-45, at 2:51 to go in the game, my goodness me. And he's hitting some difficult deep range shots. Shelton will try to answer, and he does so with a right wing triple. Shelton has 4 threes and 12 points, and it's 48-45. D West back up by three. We're at 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Nice curl in the lane and a foul on the floor. Good pass to Thatcher Strube. It'll be the third team foul against Donovan West. It's on the floor. They get Casey Keller with his second. Dustin Beach back into the game here for Donovan West. Keller, who just picked up that second foul, is going to go sit behind his head coach and Derek Shelton. Horton down three with the ball. 2:27 to go in the game. And away from the ball, we get an offensive foul. Well, not sure where the foul occurred, but they get Chartier away from the ball, and that's his fourth. 2:25 to go in the game. Mustangs get it back on the foul. And certainly trying to take a little bit of time off the clock here. Big opportunity to stretch on this three-point advantage. Beach on the right wing, one dribble left. Here's catcher Peterson. Good pounce pass inside. Albers good and one. Michael Albers heating up here. He's got eight and a chance for one more. The lead at 50-45. And they get Cooper Strube with his fourth foul. That's a big swing there in favor of Donovan West. Albers at the line. Pure. 3 for 3 at the line tonight. He's got 9 points, and just like that, it's up to 6 for Donovan West. Kabia, deep one. That was well contested, and they're going to get a foul on the Mustangs here on the rebound attempt. And Dustin Beach grabbed the board, didn't believe it was a foul. It's team foul number 4, Beach with his second. So Horton's in the bonus, the final 1:59. They need a bucket. They're down 6, 51-45. Up top, Hooper will try a three. He'll spin in a three from the left wing. Fallon Hooper, all 5 of his points in the fourth quarter. D West, their lead trimmed to 3 with 1:45 to go. 51-48. Beach, a quick one left side. Gets the touch. Dustin Beach, a big three, and it's back to six. 54-48, 90 seconds to go in the game. These teams have been raining threes here tonight. Hooper again from three. No good. It's spun out. And a foul or no, they're going to get a tie-up here on the rebound attempt. Kabia and Peterson tied up underneath. Good job by Kabia. That salvages the possession there for the Chargers. A minute 22 to go in the game. 54-48. D-West by six. Ties their largest lead. Good entry pass and good play on the inbounds. Easy deuce for Cooper Strube, who's now into double figures with 10 points. Minute 13 to go. Donovan West with the ball, leading 54-50. Donovan West churning off some clock here. Catcher Peterson to Beach. Short corner, it's Albers. His pass tipped. Catcher saving him there to keep that possession alive. Here's a dive. Here's a kick. Shelton, the big three. It's a little bit strong. Fighting for the rebound. And it's pulled down by Chartier, and then he's knocked to the floor. But the Chargers get it back down four. They got to work. 45 seconds to go in the game. Big possession here. Chartier, ball fake. Get in the lane, a little hop step. Curls it up and in with the left hand, and it's a two-point game. Wyatt Chartier with seven and a timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. Boys game, a two-point affair with 39 seconds to go. Donovan West 54 and Horton 52. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boy, 39 seconds to go here at Donovan West. Boys game coming down the home stretch. Mustangs 54, Horton 52. No team has had a lead larger than six here tonight. It was tied at 11 after one. It was 25-25 at the half. D-West led by two going into the fourth quarter, and they lead it by two with 39 seconds to go, and they will have the ball, having to work the full length of the floor. So about a four-second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. Let's see how the Chargers handle this on the defensive end. They do have one foul to give. They have the pressure here in the full court. D-West, they got to get it in. They're still beyond midcourt. And Derek Shelton, right before a potential 10 count, he had to burn a timeout. Chargers nearly forced a turnover. Let's see, it's going to be a 30 here, so we'll keep it right here. So 29 seconds remain. 25 on the shot clock. Boy, that's right at 10 seconds. So, well, I think Donovan West avoided a potential turnover there, getting that timeout called at the very last second prior to the 10 count. So D-West 54, Horton 52. Mustangs will have the side out, but they have to get this pass across the midcourt line. Chargers fighting all night. Both teams have hit a lot of threes. They got to get it. Into the backcourt, they can't do it. That's got to be a 10 count, right? Stoppage of play. Nope, they call a foul. The final foul to give, they get Javon Kabia for his second. And it's going to reset things here. 28 seconds remaining in the game. 54-52, Donovan West. They have the ball right at midcourt. Double team. Catcher into the front court. Now it's Beach. Down to 20 seconds. How long do they go before the foul? Here's Coulter Peterson right side. 15 seconds to go. Now the foul finally given as Braylon Shelton is going to shoot a couple of big free throws here for the D-West Mustangs. They get Hooper on the foul, his second. 13 seconds remaining in the game. 54-52, Donovan West. And the freshman Shelton to shoot two big ones here. His first. Yes. The freshman calm and cool about it. He knocks it in to make it a three-point lead. He's got 13 tonight, 7 here in the fourth quarter. Boy, this is a massive free throw here. Shelton. In and out. No, he missed it. Three-point game. Chartier the rebound. 10 seconds to go. Chargers get it to Chartier. Gabia into the right corner. 5 seconds to go. Strube a three for the tie. No good. Rebounded Jonathan West. And a timeout. Or they're going to get a foul. There should be time on the clock. There should be about a second to go. Cooper Strube had a look for the tie. Just a bit short. And the rebound for Jonathan West. It was Colter Peterson. There should be some time on the clock and a chance to ice it here for Jonathan West. My goodness, what a look by Cooper Strube from the right wing. It was on target, just a touch short, would have tied the game, potentially sent it into overtime. But instead, let's see how much they put back on the clock. I think it's going to be no more than a second. The final buzzer did sound off. They're going to put 1.2 back on the clock. But if Colter Peterson can knock down one free throw, it's going to essentially finish off this game. And Peterson's first is nothing but nylon. 56-52, Jonathan West with a second to go and one more free throw to come. A timeout on the floor will step aside as well. D. West looking for win number 3 in a row. Looks like they're about to get it. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now the Jonathan West boys looking to survive tonight, and they're about to. They're up 4 with a second to go in the game. It is 56-52 Mustangs out of that timeout. Still one more free throw here for Colter Peterson, who's had a very good night with 14 points. That last Chargers possession, down 3. They had a really good look from the right wing from Cooper Strube. It was on target. He left it short, and a foul was called. As Colter Peterson trying to put the finishing touches on it, and he hits it. 15 in the game, 57-52, and that is going to end it here tonight. So Horton looking for their first win. They took it the distance. But the Chargers going to drop to 0-5 as D. West, their third consecutive win. They're now 4-2 on the year. Final score, Mustangs 57, Chargers 52. Another timeout. Postgame show next. Brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. A D. West sweep here tonight. We wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final time here on KNZA, our post-game coverage brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Thanks again for tuning in to our high school basketball coverage tonight. Megan Sturton back in studio. Brandon Tabman here from Donovan West. Mustangs get the sweep. Girls final 56-44. Boys pulling it out late. 57-52. It was a very good game in the boys' contest, no doubt about it. Horton had a look at the buzzer to potentially send the game into overtime. It was just a touch short from the right wing, off the hand of Cooper Struby, and a rebound with about a second to go, and then two late free throws, turning that three-point lead into a five-point victory again for Donovan West here tonight, as they have now won three consecutive games and are now 4-2 on the season. Horton, again, they battled tough, still looking for win number one. They dropped to 0-5 on the young campaign. Let's get you the stats from the game tonight. Let's start with Donovan West. Again, balanced scoring across five players. You had Coulter Peterson leading the way, 15 points. He added five rebounds. He was also 8 of 11 at the free throw line. 13 points apiece from Braylon Shelton and catcher Peterson. Michael Albers had 9 points, 6 rebounds. Dustin Beach, 7 points as well. 5 of Dustin's 7 points came in the fourth quarter. Scoring for Horton tonight, leading all scorers, was junior Javon Cabilla. What a night for him. He had 20 points, including 6 threes. Outside of that, 10 points from Cooper Struby. Wyatt Chartier, a near double-double, 7 points, 11 rebounds. Aiden Jambold played well off the bench. He had 8 points and 4 rebounds. And then also 5 points from Talon Hooper and 2 points as well from Thatcher Struby. Some of the team totals unofficially. Both teams did pretty well tonight in the turnover department. Just 14 combined turnovers between the two teams. Down at the West, they out-rebounded Horton 32-28. Free throws on the side of D West, much like the girls game tonight. Mustangs hit 12 of 18 at the line. Horton just 3 of 6 at the line tonight. And how about the three ball? Both teams hit 9 threes in this game. Javon Cabilla had 6 of the 9 for Horton. And then Braylon Shelton, he had 4 of the 9 threes, and then 3 threes as well from freshman catcher Peterson. Player of the game tonight, it is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Certainly very few options, or I shouldn't say very few options. There are a few options for sure, but we're going to go Coulter Peterson here. 15 points, some clutch free throws down the stretch. He scored in all but one quarter. That was after he actually did not score in the first quarter. He had 9 in the second and finishing with 15 tonight. 5 rebounds, 8 of 11 at the line. 5'10 senior guard Coulter Peterson, player of the game for Donovan West, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight on KNZA. Don't forget Friday night, our final broadcast before the break will be at Jefferson West. They are hosting the Riverside Cyclones, so we'll have that one here on KNZA coming your way on Friday night. But here at Donovan West, a sweep for the Mustangs. Girls final 56-44 against Horton, and the boys final tonight 57-52. Both teams, one more game before the holiday break, and both playing on Friday. Horton, they're back at home, taking on Oskaloosa. Donovan West, they'll be on the road at Troy. Thanks again for tuning in tonight. For Megan in studio, Brandon Tabman signing off from D West. You've been listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.